Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg up to 17 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria and Rustenburg 19. In America, President Cyril Ramaphosa and Donald Trump shook hands, and it started out on a friendly note where Trump called Ramaphosa a truly respected leader in most circles, and they even had a laugh about golf. But things changed quite quickly. Videos of the EFF leader Julius Malema singing Kill the Farmer, Kill the Boer was played in the Oval Office, along with pictures of South Africans who fled the country. Trump also referred to the mass burial sites of Afrikaans people who were killed en masse, and they showed videos of this. It caused a massive confusion in the office. The president wasn't really given an opportunity to respond, but in the end had his chance. Here's a snippet of that interaction.
Let me clarify that, because what you saw, the speeches that were being made, one, that is not government policy. We have a multi-party democracy in South Africa that allows people to express themselves, political parties to adhere to various policies, and in many cases, or in some cases, those policies do not go along with the government policy. Our government policy is completely, completely against what he was saying, even in the parliament. And they're a small minority party, which is allowed to exist in terms of our constitution.
But you do allow them to take land.
No.
You do allow them to take land.
Nobody can take land.
And then when they take the land, they kill the white farmer. And when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them.
No. There is quite...
Nothing happens to them.
There is criminality in our country. People who do get killed, unfortunately, through criminal activity, are not only white people. Majority of them are black people. And we have now been utilized...
The farmers are not black. I don't say that's good or bad, but the farmers are not black.
So this is how it carried on for quite some time, and I'm sure you're curious about the president's response. So here is what he said.
Those are all deaths.
Yeah, in many ways, I mean, one should say you are a partner of South Africa. So I'd like us to discuss it, and of course outside of the media, so that we sit down and have a really good discussion that will lead to good outcomes.
We'll keep you posted on the latest, both here on air tomorrow morning at 6, but also online if you want to go and take a look later this evening. JackRandFM.com, click on news. Just some other headlines of today. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says the budget delivered is not an austerity budget, but a redistributive one. He also says government has reduced spending over the medium term by 68 billion rand. That story is also online. And also, world-renowned jewellery designer Jenna Clifford has died at the age of 65 after being diagnosed with cancer at an advanced stage. She rose to prominence through her signature craftsmanship and bold, distinctive designs. She launched her namesake brand in 1992. Her family says in a statement that was posted on Instagram that she passed away peacefully, surrounded by the people she loves. I'm Marlene Frischier. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
We're kicking off your 30 minutes this evening with Ed Sheeran, Aziza. It means darling.
Aziza.